Hey, yo, this is Sylvester Stallone, and you're listening to my man Rob on the Bob Culture Podcast, you know, do the punches and stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very special big game edition of the Bob Culture Podcast. Currently, we're talking about the superb game between the LA Rams and the New England Patriots. And I'm super stoked to be joined by my good football buddies, of course, host of the Podcast Dummies Network, frontman for Blacktooth Grin, the man, the myth, the legend, one of the best frontmen you will ever see on stage, Mr. Trevor Martin. How are you, Trevor? How's everything, bro?
Oh, stop. Now I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah. good to talk football with you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. Everything's great. I wanted everyone to know that I know what I'm talking about football, so I wore my Chad Ochocinco jersey for this.
Yes.
So that way everyone knows, without a doubt, he knows what he's talking about.
He does, absolutely. Yeah, I'm digging the jersey so far. And, of course, on the other line, we have future first ballot Bob Culture Hall of Famer. Of course, the Shore Fantasy Football current champion and commissioner, hashtag champ missioner. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tim Urich. What's up, Tim? How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm excited to finally connect with you guys.
Yeah, totally.
I am ready to go. I kind of like this idea that we started the season together talking about fantasy football. We're ending the season talking about the Superb Bowl.
That's right. With a B. That's right. All right. Well, let's get into
it. First of all, let's just tell the people, all right? So the NFL has such a major copyright on the name Super Bowl, all right?
Yeah, and you can
say Super Bowl when talking about the game, but in any reference to it about the TV affiliation, the advertising, or anything that they can try to charge us with, they will. So, hey, let's talk about the big game, fellas.
The Superb Bowl.
Yes, the large, gigantic bowl of football. So let's get it going. Obviously, you know, we see the Patriots in the big game every year. I know I'm really trying here.
It's going to be great.
I saw them earlier in the season. I didn't think they were fantastic. And, you know, we were hanging out watching the Royal Rumble with the boys last night. And they were saying, you know, I think the Patriots know that they just need to make it to the playoffs. And then they're ready to go. So I didn't think they were going to the big game this year. And I was surprised. I think a lot of people predicted the Rams going in. Are you guys surprised by the teams that are going in right now?
I am surprised about the NFC. I think the Rams were really good this year. I think they were putting up a great numbers, a great season. I did not think they were going to make it all the way to the Super thing.
I know,
but,
right?
I didn't think they were going to make it all the way there Sunday, but they surprised me and did. But let's be honest, folks. They shouldn't be there. It was an egregious penalty that was called in that game, and the Saints should be there. But you know what it is? I've reffed other sports before, so if the ref doesn't see it, it doesn't matter. And for whatever reason, they didn't see it, so the Rams are in the Super Bowl. It's interesting. Here's the problem on the other side with the AFC, with the Patriots. Everybody counted them out, all right? Everybody's... If you look at everyone who did quarterback rankings going into the playoffs, Tom Brady was number 5. People had Andrew Luck over him. The more people were, I get the Kansas City pick, I really do, because Mahomes was on fire. But I absolutely despise the Patriots, my friends, and we were all dumb to think that they weren't going to be there. I don't want them to win. I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I don't want anything to do with the Patriots. But they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super thing. That's right. Tim, what do you got?
Listen, They just find a way to do it every year. I agree. I don't think it's too much of a hot take, but I've been advocating for years that Tom Brady isn't as good as we think he is. He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's in the upper echelon of NFL quarterbacks. But, you know, if the Falcons can, you know, clock manage and kick a field goal, he doesn't win that Super Bowl. If, you know, the Seahawks decide that they want to give, you know, arguably the best inside the 5 yard runner the ball inside the five on first down, he doesn't win that Super Bowl. And, you know, if D4 doesn't line up off sides in a play where he just ran and, you know, there was an out route and he would have threw a pick regardless if he lined up off sides, he's not in the Super Bowl this year. So, you know, kudos to them for taking advantage of everything that they have to do to win the game, which is, you know, what you do in sports, win the game. So Tom Brady's in it. If you want to call him the GOAT, go ahead. I'm not going to call him the GOAT. You know, I'm excited for this game because I think the team that can beat them is in the as far as a team that has a defense that can play, but we'll talk about that later.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. And I can't, you know, I know the stats are there. I can't say the GOAT. I just can't, you know, use that phrase and his name in the same say. It just hurts me too. You know, we got to give credit where credit's due, as we always do here.
Hey, listen. Tom Brady's social media presence in the last 3 months has been better than his whole career.
Well, yeah.
I'm on board with that. If I could sign up for that for another 15 years, I would, because it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. Tom is crushing it on the social media.
That's awesome.
And it infuriates me because he's such a tool when it comes to it about it now, too. Like, he just looks in that camera and gives you that dumb smile that, you know, he, when, like, Giselle pats him on the head, it's the same smile.
Wow. Man. So, well, but we digress. So, going into the game, obviously, you have the most experienced team for that particular game with a certain name that I will not say. And then you have a somewhat of a younger quarterback on the other side of things. So where do you guys think experience comes into play in this game when it comes to getting the W?
I think the Rams have been on a decline since they started to hit double digits in the season. I think they came out strong, and I think it's starting to show. I like Jared Goff this year. I've hated him the last previous two seasons. I don't think he is technically ready for this game. This season, though, has proved that he is getting better and he's going to continue to grow. And he could make a huge impact on this league, without a doubt. And the problem is the inexperience. I mean, when you're going up against Tom Brady, and I'm going to sound like the biggest Tom Brady fan this whole entire show. And you know what? It's just because it's who he is and where he's been on. But when you're going up against the experience of him, I don't think Jared Goff can compare at all. Also, you got to think with how young he is, and then you got to look at the age of Todd Gurley, who's 100% playing hurt. I don't care what any of the reports say.
Agreed.
That is a huge loss. But let's look at the losses that the Rams started to have at the end of the year. They had no running game going. The running game in the last game against the Saints was a go. Todd Gurley ran like four times or something, I think, at one point, and everyone was like, what happened to him? I think it was a good idea picking up C.J. Anderson to get the veteran, because he's going to know someone who could come off the street. And he kind of turned into that Brandon Jacobs role because he put on 30 pounds and he was able to bust through a little bit. So, you know, they had the speed. They need a guy to push through. I don't think it comes down to the offense on this game at all. I think it comes down to the defenses, because the only way to stop Tom Brady, the only way to stop Tom Brady and the New England Patriots is to put Tom Brady on his back and is to get him out just on the floor. Because you know what? He does not like to be hit. He gets super annoyed and frustrated. And when he's frustrated, he misses throws. I think there was a time where he went 90 offensive snaps without being touched, not even sacked, just touched. And, you know, what does he do? He just continues to score touchdowns in that Chiefs game. 90 snaps not being touched. That's ridiculous. So the game is not going to be won by the Rams offense. This could be a 7-10 game. I think this could be a very low scoring game. It's cause, but yeah. it's going to be up to the defense to win it for the LA Rams. I don't think it's going to be Jared Goff or the
two things. First of all, Trevor, very well said. And we'll get into defenses next, I think, just based off of what you said. I want to hear from Tim. And then secondly,
that up off the top of my head, so I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, it's great. No, I'm writing the quote. I'm starting to write the quote down. I'm like, oh, I'll put this quote in the description. It was very, very well said. But also, this is like a very fun podcast because I've never done a podcast where we danced around a phrase or words before, and it makes it very interesting. It's actually very fun. But Tim, what do you think about the experience going into this superb football contest?
So listen, you know, there's no question. Tom Brady has all the experience here. You know, he's been to a billion Super Bowls. I mean, you might think that that's hyperbolic, but it's not. He's been to a billion Super Bowls. So he has the experience going in. And Trevor, you're 1,000% correct. You know, it seems as if the Rams have been on the downside for the last month or so. Look at their December, which I'll argue that, you know, they knew that they were going to the playoffs, so they kind of rested guys and this, that, and the other thing. The signing of C.J. Anderson might be the greatest signing of all time when we look back at this later. And that might be a little precursor into my choice, my prediction for the superb bowl that we are going to watch on Sunday. you know, just to touch on C.J. Anderson real quick, and then I'll move forward. C.J. Anderson has always played behind a really, really bad offensive line, especially when he was in Denver, and especially for the Raiders' offensive line is actually pretty good. However, that Raiders team is a mess right now. And, you know, the Panthers a little bit earlier in the season decided that they wanted to go just Christian McCaffrey all day, every day. So C.J. Anderson just bowling his way through. He's taking care of business. And I agree, it doesn't look like Gurley is healthy at all, which, you know, moving forward, if he can get healthy in the next couple weeks, he essentially had a bye week last week. He couldn't catch the ball for whatever reason. And, you know, he didn't really run the ball that much. They gave it a lot to C.J. Anderson. So, you know, he's kind of been off for a couple weeks. If he can get healthy, great. But, you know, if it's something with his knee, we got some issues. We're talking about experience here, right?
Yep.
So we wrote Jared Goff off for dead prior to this season. He was a absolute bust before they moved to Sean McVay and they kind of, you know, revamp that whole Rams team. If you can protect a guy with talent, which is exactly what the Rams have done, you know, they can, you know, prove that this guy is their guy moving forward. So, you know, you have a guy who's mobile in Jared Goff who can move the pocket a little bit. He's not, you know, he's not one of these running quarterbacks, but he's mobile enough that he can extend plays. You have somebody who cannot extend plays in Tom Brady, somebody who relies on getting the ball out quick. I think that when you talk about the experience in the quarterbacks in this game, you talk about a guy that's seen almost everything Tom Brady. He's been in the league forever. He's seen everything that you can see. We joke around that Tony Romo calls out, you know, defenses and stuff when we're watching the games. You know, Tom Brady's looking at that live on the field. He sees when the guy is coming. He sees when the guy's, you know, going to drop in the coverage. So, you know, he's seen it all. Yes, Goff has been playing, you know, pretty good. He hasn't seen everything. So I'm interested in the experience of Goff against the experience of Belichick and how he's going to play Goff in this superb game. So when you talk about experience, Brady has seen everything. You know, he knows this game like the back of his hand. Goff, you know, you could see some things on defense when it comes to the Patriots, mixing it up with their schemes. But as far as experience as quarterbacks, obviously you give it to Brady. Experience coaching, obviously you give it to Belichick. So it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be more about talent, I think, than we give it credit for in this game.
Now, speaking of experience real quick, that Tim said that I didn't. This game could be over before it starts.
You think it's true story?
It could. I mean, like, just going back to Jared Goff, I have no faith as of right now. And again, this is the game, and to disprove it to all of us, to everyone watching this game on Sunday, there's only certain types of quarterbacks that come into this game that can handle it mentally. We don't know if he's going to be able to handle it mentally and be able to perform to the ability that he was earlier in the season and going forward. I don't think I think the Patriots start with Tom Brady, and the game that he has determines the game that the New England Patriots have. If Tom Brady has a good game, the New England Patriots will have a good game. If Jared Goff has a bad game, there's other players that can pick it up and go forward. And same with if Gurley had a bad game, then the Goff has to step up. It could be the only quarterback I think I've seen that was able to come into this league and go to the Super Bowl and still play the same kind of football that he knows is 100% Russell Wilson. And I think he handles himself perfectly in that Super Bowl situation, the ones he's lost, the one he's won. And it's going to be interesting to see if Jared Goff can hang. He might not be able to hang. That experience, he might walk out and throw a pick right away. I know other quarterbacks like Peyton Manning has done the safety thing and stuff like that, but you knew he was going to be Peyton Manning and come back again. He could just fall apart as soon as that whistle blows.
Can we talk real quick? If you watch the Pro Bowl, which not many people do anymore.
What's that?
If you watch the Pro Bowl yesterday, not even the best offensive lineman in the NFL could protect Russell Wilson. That dude is under pressure 24/7. Wait, the Pro Bowl, 1,000% agree with everything that Trevor has just said. If you talk about, you know, game is on the line, who could potentially come back and win this game? Tom Brady has all the experience to do so. He showed it countless times. However, do you trust Goff enough that he would, in a two-minute drill, drive you down and score a touchdown?
No.
He hasn't improved it yet, but limited sample size.
The Pro Bowl, you say, Tim. Don't you mean Tim's fantasy football team, those guys?
So when watching it yesterday, I did realize that it was essentially my fantasy football team versus the NFL. So that shows you how well I drafted in my league, one other league. That's about it, though.
It's nice to be on top.
I'm going
to
hold my tongue about the stupid Pro Bowl. Whole podcast just on that.
Listen,
when you're calling guys down, they rush into the line of scrimmage and you get called for a tackle, like, right there. That's not football.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting what you guys are saying. You know, Tim is kind of like, you know, people didn't give Goff his due earlier on. You know, he's obviously made it to the big game. Trevor, I can tell you don't think it's happening for Goff. You know, we'll definitely see what happens. I remember I was watching the Chiefs game with Tim versus the Patriots. And when the Chiefs lost at the end, Tim was saying, as Mahomes, the camera's on Mahomes, Tim was saying, you know, remember this, take this in. You know, maybe that'll be, you know, if the Rams do lose on Sunday, maybe that'll be kind of like a teachable learning, kind of almost like a, I don't want to say a revenge, but like a, you know, you want to get past that obstacle the next time around kind of moment for Jared Goff. So it's really interesting to kind of hear.
Sadly, I've said that about the Yankees the last 2 years. They got to the ALCS championship. And then, you know, they lost to the Red Sox last year, so it's a learning experience. I think it's just like a nice way to look at losing, unfortunately.
Speaking of, if we're going to bring up baseball, let me also say, let's look at the World Series. Boston versus LA. What do we got? Essentially Boston versus LA. I think it's the first time it's ever happened. It's been the same two going to the two different sports major championships.
That's right.
Weird, hey, listen. Man. For anybody listening, we didn't plan that.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the defense. Obviously, you know, Trevor, I'll start with you. Just real simple question. You don't think Jared Goff can get it done offensively, is kind of what I'm taking from what you're saying. You had a great point. I loved what you said about the defense has to stop Tom Brady. Do you think this defense, the Rams defense, is the defense that can stop Tom Brady in the big game?
I think if you look at all the NFL teams and you had to pick the top three teams that you would want a defense for to go against in this game, I think the Rams are in the top three. I think this defense can get it done. The other ones that I would mention off the top of my head, and I know that they're, you know, I know the Patriots lost some games this season, but I think it was everything that we said. I think, you know, Tom had rough games. If he has a bad game, Patriots have a bad game, they lose. So it all depends on how you're going to get there. Can the Rams defense get to Tom Brady? Absolutely. Do they have the talent? Absolutely. Can they try to pick him off? 100%. But that's my point. The defense needs to be 100% in order to stop him. All right? A Dominican Sue is going to need to bust through that line, and it's going to need to put Tom on his back. It's all going to be on them, and I think, to win this game. Other teams that come to my mind, I mean, obviously, the Chiefs didn't get it done on their defense, so I would say maybe I was going to put them in the top four, but now that was out. I would, like, if I wanted a team defense to go in, I would have said the Saints, the Bears, and the Rams, top three to go against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And that's what I also see as a theme that we keep saying. It's not the New England Patriots. We're playing against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick here, all right? The rotation of cast and characters that he's surrounded himself with over the last 9 years, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all on Tom Brady. Do I think this defense can get it done? Absolutely. They need to be 100%, and they're going to need to get to him. That's how they're going to win. It's all defense. Again, I have nothing against Jared Goff. I just don't think he's proved anything yet for me to have – to take my hard-earned cash and bet on him in this big game on Sunday.
Yeah, the big game. And before we get to Tim, breaking news here. I know everyone wants to know. I heard the Patriots mascot is cleared to make the big game and will be able to attend and perform his duties. So I honestly don't know the name of the Patriots mascot.
Probably Pat.
Pat
the Patriot. Right?
Patrick the Patriot has to be Pat the Patriot.
A speedy recovery. We hope to see you on Sunday.
As a giant fan and an employee of a National Football League team.
That's right.
I am ordering a Jamal Adams jersey just for that.
Nice. His name, just Googled
next,
it.
Next
Pat
podcast.
The Patriot.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Well done, Pat.
Yeah. Well done, you. That's how good you guys are.
I'm calling him Patty.
Yeah, right.
Tim, what do you got?
And in looking that up, the I gotta go away from this. The Jaguars mascot, his name Jackson DeVille. can't do it.
That's solid. No, I love it. Tim, what do you think about the defense in this game? For both sides, actually.
So what seems like for 20 years – oh, wait, it has been like 20 years. We always say the way to beat Tom Brady is to blitz up the middle or get pressure up the middle and punch him in the mouth because he gets flustered. You could see early in that Chiefs game when they actually got pressure on him, he was missing throws. So let's talk about that for a second, right? I'm sorry. Best defending player to get pressure up the middle is a gentleman by the name of Aaron Donald, who, if he doesn't win defensive MVP, is a travesty. It's the greatest, tragic thing that ever happened in the history of the United States. all right, so this is the line that I've been working on all day, right?
I'm ready,
so
go.
If you look in the news today, right? All you see is Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. On Sunday, the only Donald that matters is Aaron Donald. That dude is going to wreak havoc. That dude is going to get pressure, and he's going to wreck this game. That dude right there, that dude's going to win defensive MVP right there. That's a prediction. You could call it a hot take. You don't have to because, you know, everyone else is going to pick him too. But that dude is going to wreck this game.
Tim is dropping the mic proverbially right now. But anyway, let's talk about how the game unfolds. We kind of got into this a little bit. You guys were saying it might be a blowout. I mean, the game might be over before it starts. I just kind of have a feeling just watching the Patriots games, just statistically, it usually comes down to the end. Usually. There's some sort of crazy play, you know. We'll talk about favorite moments later. Tim brought that up. Maybe we should talk about favorite moments. But we'll save that for the end. That's a good one. So I don't want to get into that now. So I'll leave that alone. But basically, you can kind of see where I'm going with this. It usually comes down to something, you know, an interception, a bad play call, a kick, you know, with the Patriots. How do you guys think this game unfolds? Tim, take it away.
So we've been a little spoiled in the last couple of years that we've seen some pretty good games. Last year, we had... We had the comeback. It is what it is. And it looked like it was a blowout for a little bit. But for the most part, we've had some really good games the last couple of years. So I think that's what we're all rooting for. What was your initial question? How is this going to unfold?
Yeah, like how's the game going to unfold? You know, I feel like just like with general sports and stuff, we always talk about like and then you watch it on TV and you're like, oh, I should have said that. And you never really think about how these things unfold, you know, like, I know Nick's upset about this, the Falcons, all that. I know I can't say that in your home, but
yeah,
just how these games unfold. You know, I think Trevor said it might be over before it starts. You think this is going to be a close game?
Honestly, I think that it's going to be a close game, but I think like when you watch it, you'll see that the Rams have been in control the whole time. There's a couple. Think about the ways that you can win a game, right? You can win a game with your defense. Well, who has the advantage on defense? I'm going to give it to the Rams. Okay? Okay. You can win the game by running the ball. Lately, without Todd Gurley, the Rams have been running the ball well. Now, here's what I will give props to. With the Patriots. The Patriots, as far as running the ball and screening the ball out of the backfield, right? They've been phenomenal all year. But there's a guy on the Rams by the name of Corey Littleton. Watch this guy play. This guy took the best receiving running back in the NFL in Alvin Kamara, and he didn't shut him down because there's no shutting down Alvin Kamara. All right, let's be real. But he did a pretty good job. So now you're looking at the Patriots, and they have James White in the backfield, and occasionally they give it to Sony Michel out of the backfield as far as receptions. They like to run.
You never know with them.
They like to run the ball with Sony Michel and then pass the ball to James White, mix Rex Burkhead in there. That seems to be their MO. I think that Corey Littleton, this guy plays all over the field. You know, there's guys, when you watch them, you just say, hey, that guy was in on that tackle. Oh, next play, he's in on that tackle again. He goes coast to coast as far as sideline to sideline. He's in on that tackle again. This guy does that. So if he can control James White, I think that this game, you know, It'll be close because Tom Brady will make it close. But I think this game will be in the hands of the Rams pretty much the whole time. You know, and that's once again based if Goff doesn't throw interceptions, if there's no turnovers that are really, really costly, if the Rams don't settle for field goals. I think the Rams are going to control this game. And I know they're dogs. They're getting like 3 points. I don't know. I think that the Rams have a better defense. I think they can control the run game and the screen game. And they have talented DBs. So I think this game really isn't going to be that close. I'm a big Rams supporter in this.
Interesting. Now, Trevor, I'm guessing you're going the other way. You think the Patriots are just going to dominate early? Or?
I think you made a really good point, Bob, that statistically that when the Patriots are in, it's always a very close game. I think we're going to know how the game's going to go, though, in the first quarter. Obviously, with the comeback last year, you never know. So no one could say that for sure, obviously. But that being said, if the Rams do not score 29 points or more, except for week six this season.
Precise.
And the last game, which they should have lost. If they do not score 29 points or more, they lose the football game. Any game this whole season that they did not score 29 points, they lost, except for week six. Week six was the only time, and they scored 23 points. So, and that was against, I want to say it was Denver. Might be wrong. And they still won that game by scoring 23. So if they don't get the 20s, they don't win. Now, if they don't get Tom Brady, like we said, on his back, I think that the Patriots will pull away early, and then it's going to be a catch-up game, and I don't think the Rams can play catch-up. I think they have to go tit-for-tat back and forth, or they have to be the team that blows ahead early and try to keep that lead.
They haven't had to play catch-up, but, I mean, they're pretty explosive. They could play catch-up.
They could. They could, but I think if they score under 30, they're going to lose this game.
I concur.
And if, like I said, if you keep Tom Brady up, and even if you can keep him out of the end zone, I think it's going to be then like a 10-7 game. 10-7.
So low.
Patriots.
Oh, wow.
And that would be...
I'd give it to the kicker at that point. However,
that would be the worst thing for the NFL.
It would be. In the era in which it's all about passing, it's all about numbers, a 10-7 Super Bowl would be atrocious.
But I'm still going to give it up. I'm the biggest Rams fan on Sunday, man. I don't want to see Tom Brady win another thing, but...
We all are.
Yeah.
All of us who don't live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, or the Saints. Louisiana, I think, is totally pulling for Tom Brady at this one. But, I think it's the Patriots game to lose. I think it's going to be on them to lose. It's not going to be the Rams to lose.
Very, very well said, guys. Real quick, just a couple little fun tidbits here.
Man, before we move forward, what do you think?
Do you have an opinion on your own show?
You know what? I was kind of doing the first take kind of bit with you guys, but if anyone cares, I think honestly, I think I'll just go with the statistics. Like I was saying earlier, I think it's going to be closer than we think. You know, sometimes we could talk about it all day long, and whatever happens, happens. There's going to be some funny stuff. It's the super game. The superb thing that you eat cereal in. And I think just going to be – it's good. Yeah, you can. It's going to be close. There's going to be – it's going to come down to the wire is what I think, one way or another, just statistically speaking. And my heart's going to be – I shouldn't say pounding. And this is a nice transition as my phone is at 10%, so we should be okay. If I do check out, you guys, you know, take it home.
Yeah, we'll wrap up your own show.
Yeah, you know the deal. You guys know the deal. The contingency plan, as it may be. This is a nice transition. I wanted to talk about favorite Super Bowl moments. You know, Tim mentioned, we should definitely bring that up on the podcast, and I love it. I'm just going to start real quick, because just based off what you said, my heart was pounding that one year when Brady had the ball and the big Hail Mary, the Giants were on top, the final play. And I just remember thinking to myself, as we all do during these big sports moments, please don't let them catch it. Don't let Gronk get it or Wes Welker or whoever was on the team at the time. And there was no catch. The Giants won the Super Game. And I just sat there and I was like, okay, the Giants like don't need to win for a while, and I'll be happy. Sure enough, they have one for a while. But that was a big moment.
So this is thanks, Bob.
Yeah, so it's my fault.
Way to go.
But I won't take that for granted. And what I'm saying is I think this game may or may not have a close finish. Trevor, what was your favorite superb game moment, I should say?
Probably when the wings just come out of the oven, right before they glaze with the sauce. That's my favorite of every Super Bowl.
Trevor, you totally stole my joke, dude. That's awesome. Good job, bro.
You guys aren't allowed back anymore. No, that's actually awesome.
All right, I can switch it up. I did. Probably my favorite Super Bowl moment was winning a whole bunch of money on that Giants Super Bowl with Tom Brady winning and then Giants coming back and winning the whole game. So I just when I sit back and I think of Super Bowls, and then if I minus my fandom out of it, right, because I'm a Giants fan, jump up and down. I loved everything about those two games. Let's erase my fandom then, and what do I think of when I think of Super Bowl? I think of the Rams versus the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh, a great moment.
And losing on the 1 yard line. Yeah. And
good moment.
And I think that's when I think that's probably one of the best Super Bowl moments I've ever seen. And that's
the wing.
And the wings. And the wings.
Tim.
Favorite Super Bowl moment.
Superb.
Superb Bowl moment. Listen, you know, we watch this sport religiously because we love football. So it's really cliche if I say all of them. just give me a memorable game. You know, I've been, you know, bestowed upon to be a Texans fan, and I haven't been there yet. So when the Texans get there, it doesn't matter if they win or they lose. That'll be my favorite moment. With that being said, for all the teams that haven't won in a while, yeah, for all the teams that haven't won in a while, I can only imagine, as a Texans fan who hasn't been there yet, the feeling, because we live this sport, right? We watch this sport every Sunday or Thursday or Monday, whenever your team's playing. We don't miss a game. So when your team wins and they haven't won in a while, you know, that's a moment to cherish. And as not great a fan base as the Eagles have been for the other team, throwing the snowballs at Santa and, you know, throwing, you know, beverage bottles at opposing teams, you know, it's a great moment when your team wins. The Philly special was fantastic. That play call was absolutely brilliant, and now you see it every Sunday. So my favorite moment is the moment that you don't expect, the moment that you will remember forever, and, you know, it's all wings, Trevor, hey. And it's beverages of choice for me, beer most likely.
Hey.
It's enjoying family time. It's all that stuff.
Oh, that's a great answer. You got
boom.
I teared up right there. You see that? You see that? Right
there. Now we got a little something in my eye.
Wait, that's until the Texans, you know, get to the Super Bowl and then it changes. Screw it.
I'm in. Can I change my answer?
Yes.
I got Aunt Mel's Cincinnati Secret Recipe Chili. I wait all year for it. That is the best.
Well, bam, now you have to bring me some in a bowl.
I still owe you.
It's some great proportion.
I still owe you donuts, man.
Aunt Mel.
They're closed this week. I got you. Late birthday present, Trevor. All right.
If we put the word super on that bowl of chili, can we bring it on the show next year?
Love it.
Aunt Mel's super chili bowl.
Yes. Well played, guys. Hey, Trevor, first of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, as always, for having us on the Podcast Dummies Network. Real quick, tell everyone, you know, where to follow you. He's on it.
Back it up.
Sorry. I'm just going to plug myself because I can. At Podcast Dummies on all social media, please just click those hearts, click that follow button. Anyone on the Bob Culture Podcast, if you want to see what Bob actually looks like, you can go to youtube.com/... Podcast Dummies. All the episodes that he's done on this network are up there. So go take a look, from wrestling to fantasy football to everything about music, at Podcast Dummies on all social media, twitch.tv/podcastdummies. Make sure you hit the follow button. Or if you are so inclined to do so, give us a subscription. Because if you have Amazon Prime, and I'm sorry I'm taking up all your time, Bob. Amazon Prime, you get Twitch Prime for free. So you log in with your Amazon Prime account.
I'm on it right now.
Take that free sub that you get and just click subscribe to Podcast Dummies. It helps grow the channel. The money goes all back into the channel so that way we can get better cameras, better things, better programming for you. And, yeah, appreciate it all, Bob. Thank you for having me on as always.
Of course, you guys will both be back for the Fantasy Football Annual Show in a little bit. Well, I guess we're far off from it, but
spring training's coming before that, bro.
Yeah. Tim's counting down the days, I already know. Oh. But guys, thank you as always.
It goes Valentine's Day, and then the day after, spring training. Don't tell the girlfriends, it's cool.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks again. Always a pleasure chatting with you guys. Of course, you know, follow me, bobculture.podbean.com. Check me out on patreon.com if you want to support the show. We got lots of good stuff. Find me on iTunes, Spotify, all those shameless plugs. Guys, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, wait. Before we go, Bobman, what's your final prediction?
Thank you. I was just about to say.
Oh, good. Let's do it. You guys are on top of things. Real quick, I'm at 2%.
Get it. We'll finish it out. It's cool.
27-24.
Who?
Rams.
Oh, all right. Trevor, get it.
I think the Doritos commercial wins best commercial.
Oh, yes!
The game. I know I kept saying 10-7. You ready for this? 47-45 Patriots.
Yeah!
Wow, for real.
That's awesome.
Put it in the books!
I'll go, Bobman, you got your boxes, right? What's my numbers? Oh, all right. I'll go with 34-24 Rams.
Boom. Okay. Yep. All right, guys. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll see you next time here on the
Bowl.
Superb Bowl. That's right. Guys, we're out. Peace. Thank you, gentlemen.
Deuces.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. I'd like to give a shout out to my patrons, Jay Crow, Shannon Cruz, and of course, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad Innovations. Sledgepad is the bass drum dampening system used by national acts like Pink, Goo Goo Dolls, Cher, Collective Soul, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at sledgepad.com. And of course, if you're a fan of the show, please subscribe on YouTube, check us out at podbean.com, and leave me a review at iTunes.